Today's sermon is by Pastor Joshua Holman. It starts with, our second reading is from the book of James. In the book of James, it says, God tempts no one. Each person is tempted when he is lured and enticed by his own desire. God does not tempt. God does test. It is part of his plan to save and deliver us. The Bible has many verses about God testing his people. Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verses 18 says that God tests us so that we will see, that we will realize that we are dust, and to dust we shall return. Or James chapter 1, verses 2 to 3, which says, count it all joy, my brothers and sisters, when you meet the trials of various kinds, for you know that the testing of your faith produces steadfastness. You are to see the trials and tests as joyful for God. It is, as it says in Deuteronomy chapter 8, verses 2, God tests us to be humble, us, to know what is in our hearts. I have found it to be genuinely true, that those who have been tested and lived tough lives and yet still have gratitude and faith, they prove to be reliable people. For many, testing and trial leads to bitterness and complaints, not liking God's plan, but preferring their own plans. We are to not lean on our own understandings, but on God and his way. But for the few and brave, the discerning, testing and trials lead to realization, humility and grace, and mercy in our hearts. God plans to make us better. After all, God is tested. That's how we know what a great and mighty God we serve. God's love is put to the test. The Bible is the record of one great testing of God's love. Will God, in the words of James, be steadfast in mercy? God's people are disobedient and undeserving. God is tested to forget his people. Yet, God remembers us in his mercy, even in our sins. God saved us in Jesus. God is tested, but the testing just makes God more merciful again and again, revealing who God is more and more, full of steadfast love. When we are tested, we respond in humility and in emptiness. We embrace and reflect who God is, but we tempt ourselves. As our reading from James says, let no one say, I am being tempted by God. For God tempts on one. For each person is tempted when he is lured and enticed by his own desires. Confess that wrong desire. Turn to God. Trust in God to be with us in our trials and temptation. God gives every good and perfect gift. God does not change. God's steadfast love and faithfulness endures forever. You remember how the Gospels were? Jesus is tempted by Satan, the devil, for 40 days in the wilderness. Jesus endured these temptations. We are to repent and believe in the gospel and the power of Jesus to save us in our trials and temptations. Temptation of pride, of being right, temptations of all kind, adversity, lack of emphasis, self-focus. Those are from our own desire, not the desire of the will of God. God tests to hit us in the gut to produce faith and trust and perseverance. To have our heart reflect the steadfast love of the Lord, Jesus fends off the evil desires of sin and Satan. 1 Colossians chapter 10, verse 13 puts it this way. No temptation has overtaken you except what is common to mankind. And God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. But when you are tempted, he will provide a way out so that you can endure it. Temptations can be overcome in and through Jesus. Tests are meant to call out our faith, call our hearts to reflect on the steadfast love and mercy of God. God plans to make us better, to do better for others. God is able in Jesus to forgive, to carry us through the storms of life, to hold us tightly even when we try and get away. As the book of James says, blessed is the one who remains steadfast under trials. How can we see the months and struggle ahead of us as blessing from God? Seeing our trials even as blessing God's presence and strength. Or James says in verse 1 to 3, which says, count it all joy. My brothers and sisters, when you meet the trials of various kinds, for you know that the testing of your faith produce steadfastness. Repent and believe. James gives us a wake-up call. God's plan to improve us and deepen our trust in Him. To look to Jesus and realize anew in our hearts the mercy of God, the steadfast love which endures forever. And to put it to the test in the trials and struggles of our life. After all, to God and God alone is the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen.